live now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Make It 8 Tailgate Party, live from Crosstown Arena, Tampa, Florida, Remington Rustock Rodeo. We're actually in the middle of our prayer here. We're going to bow our heads real quick for a moment, say a nice little prayer for these cowboys and these bulls coming out here tonight. We've got some great action in store. Let me tell you, we've got this is going to be a live event, unscripted, unedited. We're here for you. Hope that you're going to be able to sit back and be entertained by these riders and what we have to bring to you tonight. We've got several riders out here. We're talking about 12 bull riders. They're going to bring back about 6 of the 12 go around. So we're looking forward to that. Y'all just stay tuned. We're going to get some things fired up there, kick off some music, and take a short break while these bull riders get their ropes on their bulls. Y'all have a time, and we'll be right back.
Bye.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. Getting down into some action right now. Just had our first rider, Noah Wheeler, on 302 Black Sabbath. Came out. Bull was a little bit slow. He may be getting second whistle, going to get a qualified ride. Not sure if they're going to give him a reride option or not. He's looking to make some money tonight, wants to upgrade. While we're getting ready for our next bull rider on the web, down here in bucking shoe number 3, we definitely want to talk a little bit about the scoring and what these riders have going on. You know, these guys are competing, and looks like about 13 riders are going to be competing, and they're going to bring back 6 to the short go-around. Now, the long go-around that we're talking about is going to be all 12 riders, and they're going to bring back half of them for the championship round. The winner of the average of the two bulls will get the money tonight. Chris Boyd is getting ready to come out, left-handed bull rider, coming out on a left-hand delivery, which means that bull is exiting the chute to his left. Bull's coming around, hop, skip a little bit, spins around to the left, back around to the right, hopping over here in front of us in the bucket right-hand delivery chute. Loses his rope, still on the top of the bull. Chris Boyd was that rider on the bull Bad News. Not sure if he just touched him before the 8-second whistle. Let's see if we got a score coming up. 74 on the ball. Bad News for Chris Boyd. So that's going to be one of our first qualified rides tonight. Looks like these riders are moving on down here to the right-hand deliveries. This means these bulls are going to be exiting from that right side. I actually have the stock contractor, Corey Costa, right here in front of me. And he is working on getting his cowboy set up for these bull riders to get on these bulls down here. I tell you what, listening to this event live, unedited, is the way to go. We're going to bring it to you raw. You're going to be able to hear everything that we hear, and you're going to be able to get involved just like we are down here in these buckets. Now, as far as the scoring goes, we've got 2 judges down here. They're going to be scoring the bull 50, up to 50 points. The bull gets 25, the rider gets 25 from each judge, and that'll give them a total of 100 points. Like I said, our first rider, Chris Boyd, just scored a 74 to make the number one spot for the time being. Not sure what Noah Wheeler has done, if he's going to get a reride or not. We're going to have to check in there momentarily. But now these bull riders come out. The only thing they have to get a grip with is that bull rope. They slide their hand into it, tie down. Not really tied in, they just wrap it around their hand, and that's all they got. That and their spurs. So, for you radio fans out there, for you fans that are just getting into the sport of bull riding, we kind of give you a little education class here. They must keep their free hand out. They cannot touch the bull with their free hand, otherwise they will get a no score. When we talk about right-handed deliveries and left-handed deliveries, that's going to be the way the bull is facing when he comes out of the arena, or when he comes out of the gate. We have a gate man there that will pull that gate open, and that will dictate which way he comes out, if he comes out to the right or to the left. So hopefully we've been able to give you guys a little bit of some education here. It looks like there's still a little left to more bulls. Going to be moving on down to the left-hand side where the left-hand delivery bucking chutes are. We're actually right in front of the right-hand bucking chute. So we're going to be able to catch up some action up close and personal. Rodeo fans, you are not going to be able to get any closer to this action at a rodeo anywhere than what you're getting right now on your computers. So hopefully we got some rodeo fans tuning in and listening to us live. So you guys hang tight. We're gonna play a short music break, and we'll be right back right after this.
Mount up on the back of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up. I'm gonna push my luck, pull the gate and try to make eight on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache. Hey, hey. I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rocket. Yeah, I'm going to the moon and back again. Baby, what a wild trip. I'm crack-a-lacking like a bull. Go again.
Welcome back, radio fans. Hey, set in a little bit of bullion music we had going on right there, but we just watched Bubba Fred, man. Got the little slam dunk. Okay, now to the right. Step back to the left a little bit. Bubba hung with him for about 6 seconds, maybe even seven. Gonna be short, though, of the 8 second buzzer, so it's gonna be a no score for Bubba. However, while we were ready on our break, we did have a new lead change. Russell Kyle on M109 was able to score 75. So he is our current leader with Chris Boyd on Bad News, scored 74. He's currently in second place. Noah Wheeler, our first rider, made the 8 second buzzer. The bull did not perform to his ability, so they're giving him a reride option. Noah is going to take that reride option. He wants the money tonight, so he is going to take that option. Not sure what bull he's going to have. We're going to have to check in if we can't find that out. But your current leaders, Russell Kyle and Bubba Friedmore. I'm sorry, Chris Boyd. Russell Kyle and Chris Boyd are your leaders. With Bubba Friedmore getting bucked off, unfortunately, we're a bit short of the 8 second whistle there, but he's going to keep at it. I'm sure we'll get to see him back here real soon. Radio fans, we are trying to bring this to you as best as we can right now. Still trying to work out some of these kinks and get loosened up here at this event. It's been a week since we've been off. We've got a lot of SSBR riders down here tonight. Looks like they're getting ready to go down to Leroy Seaborn. Riding a bull they call Butterbean. Now this bull here has not been bucked out a whole lot.
Butterbean.
Looking forward to see him. He is right in front of us right now. Hoping that he bears down, get a grip. He's warming up his rope right now. Trying to give him the opportunity to get his mind in his business here. Getting psyched out on this great bully he's got down here. He's looking for the money. We're going to get down here and try to pull for him. Leroy's been away for a little while. Just came back about 2 weeks ago, started competing again. As a matter of fact, I think he's borrowing my bull rope out there right now. So great job to see him out there getting it done. This cowboy's down here trying to get his mind in the game here. He's taking his rock. Gateman are ready to go. We're bringing it to you live here, ladies and gentlemen. Rodeo fans, you guys are getting a good glimpse of the action right here. He's getting ready to get his leg down in there so he can get a good grip of them spurs. Get ready to slide up on this rope right now. He's crying out, take the gate. We're back to the right, cut back to the left. Back around to the right now, try to bring him down to the left. No. We want to steal him off the back end of him, but we heard the buzzer. Looks like he's going to be close to that 8-second whistle. What a great ride for Leroy. Steve's going to get himself a score. That bull was bucking. Came out to the right, spun around to the left, back around to the right, trying to pull Leroy back down into the well. Leroy able to get a seat, stay up on top of him. 79 points for Leroy Seaborn. He slid off towards the back there, but still had his hand in that rope, giving him a qualified score. He is your new leader.
That's right. It's Kevin the Racer.
Now we get ready to slide down to bucket shoot number one, right next to where Leroy bucked out. Richard McKeeman, most of you rodeo fans that have been following us have been able to watch this and hear us talk a lot about Richard. Richard in the standings, running number two right now in the Southern States Bull Riding. He's looking to work his way up, down here to make a little bit of money so he can take it to the SSB Hall event next weekend. Getting his mind on his business right now. Getting ready to make his rap. Game man is ready to go. Cowboy's down here getting his mind in the business. He's sliding up on his rope. Rooster out to the right. Bull spinning around, kind of hot skipping down the arena a little bit. Rooster is staying with him. Bull making some great cuts. He's spurring him a little bit. Loses his hat. Makes a qualified ride. Great job for Rooster on the bull they call Red Dawn. Rooster just looked like he had a seat from the minute that gate opened. 77 points for him, and let me tell you guys, we are getting some bull rides tonight. These Cowboys have got their mind on the game, and they are making some qualified rides. Great job for all these guys. Four qualified rides so far. Gonna be, looks like Leroy Seaborn is gonna be first on the bull they call Butterbean. Score of 79 points. Rooster McKeeman, 77. Bring it down to Russell Kyle with a 75, and Chris Boyd on Bad News with a 74. Now let me tell you, you're gonna see a lot of these Cowboys back in the short go around. Like I said, they're gonna have an opportunity to ride two bulls out here tonight, and the winner is gonna take the money. So these guys are looking to cover two bulls, not just one. Looks like you're trying to get some more ropes around some of these bulls, so we're going to cut in there and take another little quick break. Y'all listen to some bull riding music. Actually, you know what? I believe we're going to go down here with one of our favorites, Shannon Brass. He's a well-known bull rider down here at Remington Rough Top. Been down here, coming down here for a few years. Looks like Corey is getting ready to tighten up that flint rope a little bit on that bull. Shannon Brass getting ready to tie in. He's going to be on the bull that calls 911. Shannon warming up his rope right here, getting his mind in his business. Two Cowboys out here bringing it to you. Trying to get Shannon pumped up for this ride. He's getting his rope pulled. Gary Hoskins right now pulling his rope, tightening it up around that bull. He's looking to make an 8-second ride out here. Great job for Chrissy doing our announcing tonight. Gotta love her. She's got such a great personality down here entertaining this crowd, keeping them pumped up. Not quite as busy as we were last week. Shedding, getting ready to nod his head. He's sliding up on his rope. Getting a grip right now. There goes Shedding, round to the left. Boy, Shedding back around to the right now. And I think the bull just stopped in the arena. Gonna make a qualified ride. Not sure if they're gonna give him an option for a re-ride. That's that bull they call 911. Looks like he's taking a break, and Shedding just took a shot. Great job by the bullfighters out there tonight. Taking a bump, getting in the middle, so that bull will pull away from Shannon. Shannon got kind of bucked over the front of him. 75 points for Shannon Brass. Believe he's going to take that and try to make it up in the short go round for the money. Tell you what, guys, we're seeing some great bull riding action down here tonight. Standing right behind Bucket Shoot number two. able to call the shots live. Looks like they're going to go down to Nick Kakuza. He's getting ready to tie in right now on the bull they call Red Man.
Hey, I came in third.
Nick Kazuza.
He's
going to be coming in from Albondale. Another SSBR rider down here with us tonight. Looking to make a little money, get down there to them rodeos this next weekend that we're going to be out at doing our tailgate parties for the SSBR. Rodeo fans, if you guys get a chance, definitely you know, check out this Remington Rustock Crosstown Arena down here in Tampa, Florida. Do not miss the opportunity. You're going to want to see these rodeos. Nick just nodded his head, both coming off to the right, back to the left, spinning around to the right now. Now he's coming back to the left. Nick giving a little bit of spur for him, going to make another qualified ride. I'll tell you what, these cowboys out here tonight, they really have their mind on the business. They are all going for the money. We only have $1 off so far. 73 for Nick. That's going to give him, going to put him back down there a little bit. Hopefully it'll bring him back to the short go, but the way these other riders are going right now, let me tell you, I don't think a 73 is going to do it. So Bubba Predmore is the only one that's actually bucked off. We've got six qualified rides right now as it stands. And while they're loading up more bulls, looks like they're going to go down to the left-handed deliveries down there at parking sheet number 4 right now. Looks like they got a bull rider getting ready to get down on his rope. They're getting ready to load some more bulls up over here on this right side. Now, they've only got 4 bucking shoes down here, so when these guys buck out, of course, that leaves these bucking shoes empty, and they're going to load more up. Let me tell you, these guys are doing a fantastic job behind the chutes, loading these bulls up, getting these cowboys ready to go, giving them an opportunity to get some money tonight down here at Crosstown Arena. Hopefully, we're bringing enough excitement to you guys listening at home. Looks like the bull rider is lined up on his rope. Nodding his head. Got a bucking bull coming down the arena, bucking hard. Right handed bull rider, he's staying with him, got himself a seat.
All the way around the arena, the long way.
And he's going to be off making it.
Ryan Jones, nice job,
Bob. Oh, Ryan Jones. Now, Ryan Jones, let me tell you guys, this kid here is up and coming. Right now, he's in fire school, not able to compete as much as he would like to, but let me tell you, he's got about a month left in fire school. He's going to be out. He is going to be out riding some bulls here shortly. Hopefully, we're going to get him involved with Team Bacon 8. Give him an opportunity. I had the opportunity to ride with Ryan a couple years ago when he was just a high school rider, riding for the High School Rodeo Association. Still has his mind on his business. Great ride for Ryan. Like I said, that bull came down the arena bucking real hard, but Ryan had a seat on him the whole time. Never let up. So he made a great ride. 73, not sure if that's going to be enough to get him back to the short go, but we're going to see. Looks like we got the next cowboy down here coming out of bucking shoot number 3. It's going to be Bo. Not sure what his last name is, but he was on the bull side. Looks like he's warming up his rope right now, trying to get his mind in his business. Coming out here, he's got a lot of competition tonight with 7 qualified riders. Not sure how they're going to bring him back to the short go round. Hopefully here in a little bit, they'll get him sorted out, be able to bring him back. Looks like they're trying to get some flank ropes off the back of these bulls right now. While Kyle is tying in, he want to remind you guys. Well, looks like they're trying to get a flank rope off one of these bulls. All right, now we got a cowboy bearing down out here, shoot number 3. He's nodding his head, gate man's ready, opens the gate, bull's off to the left, coming back quick to the right, spinning, Now he's back around to the left. Back around to the right. That bull is just not giving him any kind of sustainment there. He just keeps bucking to the left, turn around, bucking to the right. But he's going to be a qualified ride for that cowboy. Great job. Working on the judges, getting some scores here for us. 75 for that cowboy.
Nice
job, cowboy. Going to be a cowboy bow on the bull they call Saul. So far, we have got some cowboys out there. Good leader, Leroy Seaborn, just coming back after missing a couple years, getting back into the business. They're coming down here to shoot number two. Getting ready to tie in right in front of us. Anthony Sumner. Looks like it's going to be in a bull, LL33. He's warming up his rope right now, right in front of us. Rodeo fans, let me tell you guys are getting to hear this action. Probably hear these cowboys around here talking around these chutes, trying to get these cowboys psyched up and ready to go. It's going to be a smaller little bull, right-handed bull rider. Bull's going to be coming out to the right. All right, Anthony Sumner got his rock, getting ready to tie in. Make a ride now, cowboy. There he goes, Anthony out to the right. Bull's jumping, turning around back to the left, throwing back a little bit. Gonna be 48-second buzzer. Maybe getting 2-3 seconds on that bull. Bull came out to the right, cut back hard to the left, got him back off to the right there and just kept spinning around. You know, when you got that much force coming at you, it is hard to stay on these bulls. I can be the first one to tell you because that's happened to me more times than I can count. But that cowboy is not going to give up. He's going to bear down and get back out here. Do it again here in 2 weeks, which we want to remind you, rodeo fans, if you get the opportunity in 2 weeks, do not miss it. Get down here to Remington Rough Stock Arena. Crosstown, down here in Tampa, Florida. Looks like Rodney Cox is going to be the next bull rider up. He's on the bull they call 77 Roan. And that bull has come out in the PBR. This is one bucking bull right here. Coming out of bucking shoot number one. He's taking his rap, pounding his fist a little bit, getting down in there. Getting his mouthpiece in, getting ready to get down, get a grip, and make a ride. All right, Rodney down here, getting ready to go. Knob his head, pulls out to the right. Spinning hard to the left a little bit. Gets him off in about 3 seconds. Tough look for that cowboy right there. He's going to get a no score. Bucked off in about 3 seconds. No rodeo fans, if you're just tuning in and just getting involved with rodeo, let me tell you, this is a lot harder than it looks, and these are true athletes out here. Working on getting, it looks like going to be our last bull rider. Kyle Bean is going to be on a bull they call two jump. We're going to try to stick with it here, ladies and gentlemen. Then we're going to take another short break. Still trying to load these bulls up in the chute. Then they're going to get ready for the short go-round. We're gonna have to sort all this out. Let me tell you, they got so many qualified rides. Last week we were down there in Waxahachie City. We only had 5 qualified rides and 6 came back to the short go. Tonight we've got an overwhelming response of qualified rides. Hopefully we're able to bring enough action to you and give you a little bit of entertainment. And we look forward to the short go-round. These riders have got their mind in their business. They are looking to make some money tonight down here at Crosstown Arena, Tampa, Florida. This is what they call a little jackpot rodeo. Put on every first and third Friday of the month by Corey Costa.
Thank you.
Everything's just what I said. Bucket
number one.
So far, radio fans, our leader right now is going to be Leroy Seaborn. Right now, he is going to have the pick. I'm not sure if they're going to just jackpot pick it. Looks like this cowboy is split up on his wrist. Kyle Bean coming out to the right. Bull Rider is up in a hurry. Now we know why we call him Two Jumps, radio fans. He was two jumps and had the Bull Rider off. Going to be a no score for Kyle Bean. Great try, though. So, radio fans, let me give you a little bit of updates here. We got Leroy Seaborn with a 79. We got Kyle McKeeman with a 77. And we have got three riders tied for third with a 75 points. That's Russell Kyle, Cowboy Rachel Bo, and Shannon Brass. So we know that those are going to be five of the riders coming back before the short go. And it looks like Chris Boyd on Bad News is going to be coming back with a 74. So the 73-point riders that we had, Ryan Jones and Nick Kasuza, are going to be the riders that are going to be a little high and dry. Making a qualified ride just not enough to get them back into the championship round. We're going to take a quick rodeo break, listen to some bull riding music while they get work on getting these bull riders, getting these bulls loaded up in the chutes. You guys stay tuned. Do not miss out on any of this upcoming action here for this championship round. These riders are making rides, and they have got the rankest in the pen coming up for the short go. We're going to find out who they are, sort it out. We'll be right back.
hook up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and crisp adieu, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. I say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. When you're on the ride, counting those seconds down, it seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain, and even though you're healing slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. Hang on. Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Parks Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard.
Go ahead. Get it on. trying to ride me. Tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I'm rolling on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll fuck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I'll fuck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you're riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back. On your back.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. Hope you're enjoying this show. Got here live at the Crosstown Arena, Tampa, Florida, with Remington Restock Company, Corey Costas, Bulls. Here's a vet down here, and they have got a great upcoming championship challenge. They're actually bringing back all eight bull riders for the championship round. Rodeo fans, we're not going to want to miss this. We're right in the middle of the cow scramble for the kids. We're going to try to sort it all out, play about a few bull riding songs, get you all in the mood, get you ready for this championship round. So y'all stay tuned, get a grip, and we'll be right back.
Off the land, I'm a cowboy man, that ain't no lying. If you're gonna mess me, you're gonna have to die. have, you know. That's my way of life like that, it will stay. And if you can't live without it, you best go away. So I roped my steers and live real rough. If you wanna be a cowboy, you gotta be tough. I'm a cowboy.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. Hope you guys have enjoyed a little bit of this bull ride music. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed this great long round that we had with these bull riders. They are bringing eight, I repeat, eight back to the short go round. Let me tell you what this deal is. They had so many ties and they had so many qualified rides tonight that they're going to bring eight back to the championship round, take the best of two scores to have the opportunity to make some money here tonight. And we have the draws, rodeo fans. Let me give you a little bit of rundown here on what's going on. Leroy Seaborn, who is our event leader with 79, is on 069 Milk Daddy. We have Kevin McKeeman with a score of 77 is going to be taking on Wild Raspberry. Shannon Brass and Bo and Russell Kyle are all three tied in a three-way tie with 75 points. Shannon Brass is going to be on Skull, Bo is going to be on Magic Man, and Russell Kyle is going to be on Jaeger Bomb, a veteran bull that has been in the PBR, bucked off many in his time, still looking to do that tonight, but Russell Kyle has got something different to say about it. He is looking to make a qualified ride. My money is on him that if he can make a ride on Jaeger, he will be the event winner. We'll have to see how it goes here coming up. They're loading the bulls now. Well, also, we have Chris Boyd with a 74 is going to be on a bull Froggy. And we have a 73 with a two-way tie for 73. Ryan Jones and Nick Casuza. Ryan Jones is going to be on Raspberry Outlaw, and Nick is going to be on Your Mind. That's going to be your eight riders for the championship round. They're still about 10 minutes away trying to load these bulls in the buck and chutes now, getting ready to go. We're going to have to make our way back down behind the buck and chutes to call this live for you. We're going to get you up close and personal. We're going to bring it to you live over the internet, makingeight.com. Rodeo fans, do not miss out. We're going to take another short break, play some bull riding music, get you in the mood for this championship round. So you guys stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Billy rode the bulls in a big rodeo. man and she told him so. Dixie loved the man and she told him so. Brought a bad bull to the big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. Dixie said, Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in the rodeo. You're the only man I love. I need you so. Billy, he looked at Dixie. Looked her right in the eye. Said, I'm a wild bull. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride wild bull just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. He rode across the Rockies through the rain and the snow. Rode across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Aloha, hi. Aloha, hey. Aloha, hi. Aloha, hey. Billy rode that bull around the world and then he rode him out to Jupiter and bounced again. Picked up Dixie, away they did fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Spend a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea. Yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull rider, and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my papa was a pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.
But there ain't no better house. to hear that whistle before I feel the flow. Chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night.
Got it. Welcome back, Rodeo fans. Actually, just got down into the championship round here. Chris Boyd was our first rider. Going to be bucked off a little short, the 8-second whistle. Had a fast little bull out here. These bulls have stepped it up a notch for the championship round. Corey has brought out his A-fan, holding nothing back. They're down here at the right-hand bucking chute. They just went with Chris Boyd on a bull they call Froggy. He is going to be a little short of the 8-second whistle. It's going to be a buck off in no score for him. He's holding it at 74 right now in the long go-around. Not sure if that's going to be enough to get him in any kind of money tonight. But there is 2 weeks from now. Looks like they're going to move on down to bucking chute number two. Not sure who this cowboy is. Rodeo fans, just so you know, we moved down here to the left-handed bucking chute. Kakuza is actually on a bull they call Your Mind. He was one of the ones that tied for 73 with Ryan Jones. So Nick Kakuza is coming up now, making his route. Getting ready to slide up on his rope here. He's up on his rope. Trying to get that bull to look out a little bit.
Ready to go there in the bucket.
Looks like the bull's leaning on his left side there. He's going to try to get him sitting up straight in the bucket chute, so that way Nick has the best opportunity to come out. He's leaning up on his rope. Nod his head. Bull comes out to the right. Spinning hard to the right. Nick is staying with him. Bull comes around to the left. Going to be right out of the 8-second buzzer. Going to see if he gets a score there. Looks like they're gonna buck off at 7.75. Rodeo fans, that is about as close to 8 seconds as these cowboys are gonna get. Gonna put him out of the money a little bit. He's got a 73 on his long go bull. pull your mind. Ray, look in her eyes after that cowboy. Go now to the right. Spin it around hard to the right. Cut back to the left. Just got him back off his pockets a little bit. Going to be just short of the 8-second buzzer with a 7.75. Radio fans, it looks like they're moving right down here in front of us. Shannon Brass getting down there. About ready to. It looks like they're still trying to get a flank rope on that bull. Radio fans, we're about 2 feet away from this bull and this cowboy.
Cowboy.
All right, rodeo fans. Cowboy. Looks like they're going down the bow. Going to be on a bull they call Magic Man. Those are left-handed bull rider. Drives with a helmet. He's warming up his rope right now, right in front of us. Trying to get that rope, that rousing warmed up on that rope, so that way he's got a little bit of stickiness there. He's taking his wrap right now. Bull's going to be coming out to the left here when he opens up the gate. Trying to get all the adjustments he can, trying to get his mind right in the game. Get his mind on his business here. He's here for the money. Bull right now with a 75 point. Looking to stand out. He's breaking that three-way tie. The championship round. He's making his wrap. Looks like he's about to slide up on his rope right now. He's getting a grip. Trying to make those adjustments. Make it right now, cowboy. He's nodding his head. Going to be off to the left. Spinning hard, bringing him down into the wall. Going to be about 40 seconds, 4 second ride for that cowboy. Going to be short of the 8 second of this one. Let me tell you, these bulls in the championship round are getting a little bit of payback for the cowboys. Like I said, I had 8 cowboys on a short go around with qualified ride. Let me tell you, they are bringing them back here tonight. The bulls are loaded for the championship round. These bulls have something different to say about these cowboys making this money. Looks like they're going down to Russell Powell. He's going to be on the bull they call Gagerbomb. This is one heck of a good bull. Former PBR bull rider. Bull. He has been at several events down here in Florida. Russell Powell right now standing with the 75 points. He's also in that three-way tie, looking to stand out. Like we said earlier, rodeo fans, I got my money on this one. If Kyle Rodgen, if Russell Kyle can cover this bull, I believe he's gonna be the winner for the night. We're gonna tie in. He's coming out of a left-handed delivery. Fucking shoot number 4, making his rap right now.
Where's my cowboy? Russell Kyle is my cowboy. He's right
behind the Gator Bomb.
That's
right. We're
our coming out here
at the fucking radio fans, sorry to look away there. We're trying to keep up. Russell, nice job, this head. Gator Bomb, out to the left, back around to the right. Russell's making a ball ride. He's sitting back to the left. Stay with him. He's got a qualified ride. Radio fans, great ride for Russell Kyle. He's out there, made the 8-second whistle on the bull they call Jagerbomb. Like I said, he's going to be the first two-score rider we got, the first qualified rider in the championship ride, in the championship round.
That
scored him a 79 points. So that 79 with that 75 is going to put him in the lead.
A total of
1 point. Let me tell you, Rodeo fans, I called it. If Russell Kyle covers Jagerbomb, he's going to be our event winner. We're going to stay with him. We got a lot more great bull riding action coming up right here. Still have a lot of cowboys that are in looking for the money.
Shannon
Brass down here, also in that three-way tie with 75. Going to be on the bull they call Skull. Going to be a right-handed delivery bull. Shannon now warming up his rope. trying to get his mind right on the job he has. These bulls are coming out here bucking. What do you say? Great rock for Russell Cobb, though. Shannon Black, getting the fans pumped up out here. He's got a lot of local fans down here. Hopefully you guys will start jumping on board, getting involved, watching Shannon Black down here as we cover him down here at these rodeo events coming up. He's going to be on a bull they call Skull. He's getting ready to slide up on his rope right now.
Brown and smells like a bell. Stop.
All right, there he goes, rodeo fan. Climbing up, trying to get a grip, not his head, there's the gate. Pulls out to the left, kind of runs down the arena, coming around to the left. Shannon is making a qualified ride. He's got himself a seat, and there's the Buzzard Rodeo fans, our second qualified ride in the championship round. Gets out of the arena. We'll kind of upset that he didn't get a chance to take a shot at him, but great ride for Shannon Brock there. He's going to 74. He's currently being second place now with a 75 in the first round, 74 in the championship round. Shannon Brock.
49 points. Nice job, cowboy.
Going to give him a total of 149. And that's going to give Russell Kyle a 154. Leroy Seaborn now. He was the short go-around leader with a 79.
Coming out to
the going to be on a full leg called Milk Daddy. Coming out of the right-hand deliveries just across from us there. Looks like he's trying to warm up his rope there a little bit. So as it stands, two qualified rides in the short go, three buck-offs. Still have a few more cowboys to go. Shannon Brass is going to be in second place with a total of 149. Russell Kyle is our vet leader on Jaeger Bomb with a 154. Leroy was the event leader for the short go round, so he doesn't need quite as many points as the other riders did to make up and get that lead score. He's looking to take over the lead. One of our team making eight riders is pulling this rope. He's going to be one of our first cowboys to start up with us.
Remember, we're doing this the first and third Friday of every month now while the weather's gorgeous. Make sure you're coming out and see us. Great
family. So looks like they're trying to get Leroy tied in. Looks like he's sliding up on his rope right now. Going to be coming out on a bull they call Milk Daddy on the right-hand delivery. Bull's going to be coming out to the right.
Just ready to go there,
bucket
number one.
Trying to get everything right in there. Looks like the bull may be leaning on him a little bit. Leroy's trying to get everything right here. Leroy's one of these bull riders, took a little time off, coming back into the rodeo action, trying to get his mind right before he goes out there and starts competing on these circuits. Looks like he's going to take a reroute. They're going to end up having to get another handhold. Maybe the bull rope slipped out a little bit of his hand. You know, this is all these cowboys got to hold on to, so they're trying to give it all they got. Want to make sure they get everything right in that bucket, because once we get out of the arena, it's going to be up to the bull and which way he goes and how that cowboy can stay with him. Rodeo fans, I want to remind you guys, we are going to be doing another live tailgate party next weekend. Actually, two of them. One of them is going to be in Big Cypress, Florida with the SSBR on Friday night. Looks like this. I believe the show is going to start around 8 or 8:30, and then we're going to tie up there and finish off in Kissimmee with the Caleb Sanderson Invitational, another SSBR event. But here we go. Leroy Selman, Leroy Seaborn on Milk Daddy. Still trying to make his rap out here. Looks like he had a little bit of difficulty there. He's gonna pop back up. Gonna have to get another rap. Looks like they're gonna be sliding down here right in front of us. Bruce? Actually, not sure who this guy is right here in front of us.
Number 3, Ryan Jones.
Ryan Jones getting his mind on the game. He was tied for the last of the event, one of the last 7 or 8 riders, number 7 or number 8 in the qualified rides. He with a 73, he's going to be on Raspberry Outlaw. Let's go, Ryan. Make a lot, Cowboys. Ryan Jones, one of our favorites, had the opportunity to ride with this young cowboy. What a great personality. Been out there to buck and shoots with him. The practice pen down there at C.J. Brown's place in Haines City, Florida. Great time. This is one focused bull rider. He's sliding up on his rope, nodding his head, pulls out to the left. Ryan Jones, going to be down short. Going to be short, but 2 seconds. He was off in a hurry. That bull came out really, really fast. Came around to the right, just blew him right out, blew his feet out from underneath him, threw him over the front end. Ryan Jones is okay. He's up walking out of the arena, but that's going to be a no score for Ryan. Going to give him a 73 for the long go around. We're looking forward to seeing a lot more of him, getting him involved with looks like we're going to be able to get him, Ryan Jones, involved with Team Making 8 here real soon. Great up-and-coming cowboy. Looks like they're having some issues with one of the bulls back down there behind us. Was he? Okay, well, you know what, radio fans? We just got word from Ryan Jones' father that Ryan is going to have another opportunity at this bull. This bull came out and actually fell down. So he fouled himself, did not give the rider an opportunity to stay with him. So they're going to give him a re-ride. He is going to take Raspberry Outlaw again for the re-ride. But before we do, we're sliding down to Buck and Shoot number 4 right in front of us. Another left-hand delivery. Rooster McKeeman on the bull they call Wild Raspberry. He is good up on the throat, ready to go, make a qualified ride. Another SSPR rider. Bull's going to be out to the left, drive to the right real quick. Rooster making a quick ride. I'll tell you what, that bull is around to the left now. Spinning real hard around to the right. What a great ride for Rooster. Excellent ride for that young cowboy. He was coming to see it. I think he may have just taken over the lead now. Had a young little black and white bull for Wild Raspberry. That cowboy. And he is going to be the event leader. 59, your cowboys that is leading the event, Rooster McKeeman. Let me tell you, that cowboy right there is one of the hardest driving. Stan is 2 in the point standings for the SSPR. Look forward to seeing a lot more of him. I know he's going to be hitting any SSPR events with us this next weekend. Let's see if we can get him to run down and interview with him just a little bit later. Let's get through these rides. So, rodeo fans, just because the event will be ending here shortly, looks like we've got Leroy Seaborn now coming up on the bull they call Milk Daddy. He had a little bit of trouble down there. Had to readjust that bull. Looks like he's getting down and getting ready to go now. So, as it stands right now, Rooster McKeeman is your event leader with 159, scoring at 82 in the short go now. What an excellent ride for that cowboy. Let me tell you, that man is focused on what he's got to do. So, Rooster's going to be leading the event. Russell Kyle is going to be in second with a 154, and Shannon Brass is going to be in third with a 149. The only 3 riders that have rode so far have made 8-second rides. Radio fans, we're trying to slide down, see if we can't catch a peek on what's going on with Leroy. Looks like he's still trying to get his bull set up here right before he goes. Trying to get up on his rope there. Now this all basically moves around to the left, right up next to the buffer suit. Leroy's got up on the back side. Gonna be about a 5 second ride for that cowboy. Not gonna be up for the 8 second whistle.
Four in the second round.
What a try from that cowboy. Just got thrown back a little bit away from his rope. Extended and is riding on out a little bit. And tell you what, that's gonna do it. Oh, you know what? We got that ride with Ryan Jones. Ryan trying to make up the money here. Gonna be our last rider of the evening.
Ryan,
on a bull that's old Raspberry Outlaw. Still trying to get his mind on the business. Looks like they're going to work for getting these flank ropes on this bull. Going to try to get you some close action here. Ryan getting his helmet on here. And just so you guys know, Ryan has to drive with a lot of his guys. He's got some down, pulls his rope for him, gets him right for this for these rides. And this is one successful cowboy. Does a lot of PRCA events, as well as some SFPR events. Look forward to seeing him over there. Down here tonight, because there's not much going on up there, and he's looking to make a little money out here with the night off and prior school. Ryan, get ready to slide down on this cow, on this bull right now. 521 Raspberry Outlaw. Looking to get a rematch right here. Warming up his rope right now. Gonna have to pull pretty big to catch up with Rooster McKeeman. 77 in the short in the long round. Scoring an 82 in the short round for a total of 159. He's the event leader. Ryan taking his rap right now. Pulling for him to win the event here. Getting his head right, sliding up on his rope. Now his head, there's the gate. Pulls off to the left, comes around hard to the right. Ryan staying ahead and got himself a seat. Ball coming around towards the other side of the arena. Got a qualified ride, even bigger little spur in there. Great job for that cowboy. Great rematch. Not sure if it's going to be enough to take over the event lead, but he is going to have a qualified ride, rodeo fans. 76 for Ryan Jones. $149 for that cowboy. He's going to be tied for third place. All right, rodeo fans, hey, we're going to try to catch up with some of these riders, see if we can get some interviews with these guys. We're going to take a short music break while we run down to the arena with these guys. You guys hang tight, listen to some great bull riding music, and we'll be right back.
No threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line rebber just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. The big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac.
and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, fronting the van, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. Then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're shining like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild. You're
like a superstar.
You're shining like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild.
You're shining like a superstar.
Radio fans, I'm actually down here back behind the fucking Rooster Regina, our event winner tonight with a 159. Pulled an 82 on a pool they call Wild Raspberry. Rooster, you post off congratulations, man. That was a great ride. Not for the bull.
Congratulations, you look forward to seeing you down. You're going to be down at Gethsemane next week? Yes, sir. I'll be probably both places. I had to win here to make entry fees.
Listen, I know you're standing in second place still right now, right? In the SSPR standings?
Yes. Yes,
ma'am. Good deal, man. Well,
I'm behind.
We know you got it in you to make it up. It's still a long season. So, you know, just keep yourself healthy. Keep your mind in the game and get a grip, buddy. We look forward to seeing you down there this weekend, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Congratulations. All right, rodeo fans. That was Richard McKeeman down here. Great bull ride. Boy, we're going to see if we can't slide down here and talk with some of these other rodeo riders down here, able to make some great rides as well. Looks like we've got Ryan Jones sliding up right now here. And we got to talk to this young cowboy. Ryan Jones ended up taking that re-ride for that bull, Raspberry Outlaw. Split a 76 on him. Now, Ryan, I got to tell you, man, that was pretty impressive. That bull came out the first time and fell down on you. And didn't give you a fair opportunity to stay with him, so they gave you a rewrite option. See if you can, if you don't mind, just walking through that rock there. Well, at first when he came out, and he kicked so dang hard, he fell over. And whenever they fall over like that, you get a rewrite, and I got on him again. I told him to run back through, and he made two rats on the right, and I stuck it to him, and he jumped out of it, kind of hopped both ways, and just kind of threw everything at me, kind of trashed me, but second tool, held on to him and got her done, got me some money on. Yeah, there you go, man. Well, first of all, congratulations on that. I'll tell you what, I look forward to seeing you out here a lot of people. It's nice to see you get a little spurn in that bull out there, too. Kind of payback for getting you thrown around there on that first ride, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad he's the smaller bull because he kind of stepped on my leg there. He's a big bull. I'll probably hurt pretty fast.
Well, glad you're able to come out of this, man. Congratulations. Do it the first tour, and we'll see you down the road here, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, rodeo fans, hey, so we're going to take another little tour of music break. See if we can catch up with a few more of these riders. We're going to slide back over to the Making A Tailgate Party truck, see if we can catch up with some of these guys. Hopefully you guys have been able to enjoy this. Hopefully you guys have had a really good time. You know, like I said, we're just so impressed with how things are going down here at Crosstown Arena, the Remy Love Rodeo with Corey Costa. And the hopefully you guys get a grip, and we'll see you guys actually Thursday. We're going to be back on the ranch with Chris and Sneaky. Show's going to begin at 9 p.m. Eastern time, so make sure you tune in. Looks like these Cowboys are making a beeline for the pay window. We're going to see if we can run into a few more of them. But if we don't get any of you guys, we will certainly see you guys Thursday back on the ranch. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show today. Everybody get a grip. We'll see you next week.
All the money I let slip away. still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this funny leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. And Pandora's box lost the fight for Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman, find your old blueberry wine. So tonight Hart's girlfriend sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight